الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وآله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم زدنا علما كثيرا وفقا في الدين وعملا متقبلا منك. أسأل الله تعالى أن يوفقنا لما يحب ويرضى. إن خير الكلام كلام الله وخير الحديث حديث محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وخير شر الأمور محدثاتها كل محدثة بنا كل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected brothers in Islam, we have, inshallah, tonight a very interesting set of questions from the Dar al-Ifat, Makkah Mukarrama, on the recipients of the zakat. And most of them are very short answers, so inshallah, we're going to have pens that will be passed out, and if you write down the answer, I guarantee it will help you to strengthen your memory. It will help you to remember the answers, inshallah. So it's a good way to help, inshallah, benefit more from the question and answer, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah accept from you. Before we start, there was a question asked by one of the brothers about the differing views amongst the people of Ilm on certain issues. And basically, when it comes to the usul or the aqeedah, the beliefs, like the oneness of Allah, the belief in the angels and the books and the Day of Judgment, these things, these matters, there's no difference of opinion on. All of the ulama, they have an agreement on it. But when it comes to certain set of the issues and the what they call the masa'il, the rulings on certain fiqh principles or fiqh questions, you have different views. And these different pathways that go back to the Prophet ﷺ, they're all correct. Even in the time of the Sahaba, you had some differing views amongst the Sahaba themselves, and the Prophet ﷺ acknowledged the correctness of both of the views. Some of them, they took his statement literally. Some of them, they took the meaning of the statement. And he acknowledged both of those perspectives. So, I mean, as long as one is following one of these pathways going back to the Prophet ﷺ through the different ulama, the knowledge that has reached us from the various ulama, then one will be doing what he is responsible to do, inshallah. He will be, free of any blame on the Day of Judgment. He will be free of blame. Because a common person, he is not obligated to research all of the particular rulings of the fiqh. That's not possible for every common person. But he's responsible for asking the people of knowledge. And if he does that, then he did his responsibility. The common person doesn't have the ability to make ijtihad in all of the issues. But what he does have the responsibility to do is search out for the correct answer on the various issues, inshallah. Okay, so let's go together, inshallah, to the questions here. Inshallah, actually, the first two questions we covered yesterday, inshallah. So we can go on to question number 93, inshallah ta'ala. And this is regarding the recipients of the zakah. Who can be given the zakah? Some people, they think you can give zakah to anybody. They think that zakah can be given to anybody. Or they think that the only people who can receive zakat are the poor. But actually there are many different categories of people who can receive zakat. So hopefully we'll cover some of them. Number 93, a woman paying her zakat money to her poor brother-in-law. A woman paying the zakat money to her poor brother-in-law. So here the question is, can you give zakat to your brother-in-law? Say, a woman, her husband's brother. Is she allowed to give her zakat to her husband's brother if he's poor, if he's in need?
Of course,
yes. Here, it's allowed to do that if he's needy. Because she is not responsible to pay for him. But the brothers are not under one's responsibility. And especially the brother-in-law. The woman, she's not even responsible to pay for her husband to support him. So the brother-in-law, she does not have to support him at all. The woman's brother-in-law is very, very poor. And she's very, very rich. She does not have to support him at all. because he's not under her, not one of her descendants, but one of her parents. And so if you can give zakat to your brother, your sister, your brother-in-law, sister-in-law. As long as they're poor, that's right. As long as they are poor.
What about your children? You get poor and needy, or just poor?
We talked about that yesterday. The difference between poor and needy. Poor means the person has nothing, bereft. And needy means they have work, they have some wealth, but not enough to meet their needs, the daily needs. So both cases they can be given as a zakat, inshallah ta'ala.
And what about the children now? They're on their own, like they're married and they're on their own and they're very poor.
Even if they're grown up, we're still required to spend on them. Yeah. The parent, good question here, is if you have children that are on their own, but they're needy, then the parents, they cannot give them zakat. They have to pay, they have to give them from their own, they have to support those children. Even if they happen to be grown up on their own, provided that they're spending it in a permissible manner and not on something prohibited, but for their actual needs and not for extra things that are beyond their need. So the parenting was always responsible for his children, and vice versa.
The way to give them doesn't come to
doesn't count as a zakat, that's right. That's one's obligation. If one were to leave his children poor and he has the wealth, then he would be accountable for that. Because we're responsible for our children. And vice versa, the children, they have to always take care of the parents. As long as the parent children have wealth and the parents are poor, children have to spend on them all the time, no matter how old they get. They're dependent on each other. Okay? Any other question on that one? On the brother-in-law, so there's no harm in giving the zakat to her poor brother-in-law. No. And in fact, there's a reward for that, because not only is it a reward for giving the zakat, but there's a reward of bringing together the family ties. Yes. And this is one of the reasons why it's permissible to send one zakat abroad. If one were to send his zakat to a poor family member, then this is actually allowed to send it abroad, because you're building the ties of kinship, and that's one of the reasons that makes it permissible to send the money abroad. Okay, we'll go to the next question here. This is similar to what one of you asked. A father is paying zakat to his son who is studying in a remote country. Is this allowed? The son, he traveled abroad to study, say, in a foreign country, and
he's not entitled.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Even though he's not living in a house,
right.
According to our understanding, our standard, he's still on a child's
own.
Dependent. Yes.
Dependence.
Yes. If he's over there abroad, then the father or the parents should still take care of him and pay from the regular money. So they should not give their zakat for the son in that case. Okay, the next question, which is a very interesting question. Giving zakat to the disbeliever or a non-Muslim kafir. Allowed to give zakat to a non-Muslim?
Yes, it is allowed. Yeah. We actually, as Muslims, you can give zakat in every part of your
heart. You got the right answer. We only can give zakat to this. There's 8 categories of people mentioned in Surah At-Tawbah. Those categories, they are all Muslims. They are mentioned. Those people are considered only from the Muslim, the poor, the needy, the one in debt, the wayfarer. But and also in the hadith that the Prophet sent a Sahabi to Yemen, that Sahabi, the Prophet said, take from, if they accept Islam, the people of the book, take the zakah from the rich and give it to the poor. So that means give it to the people who accept the zakah from the poor. But there is a certain exception, which is where there's one category called the people to soften their hearts, to reconcile their hearts. Mu'allafati qulub. Mu'allafati qulub are like the leaders of the non-Muslims. If one gives them zakat, it will make them inclined towards Islam. It will make them help the Muslims out. Or it might cause them to reduce their animosity when it comes to Islam. They might have some ill feeling towards Muslims. So if they're given some gifts from the zakat, they might reduce their ill feeling. So especially if they can help the Muslims or to ward off their harm, we can give the zakat in those cases to the non-Muslims or to attract them to Islam, to reconcile them. And this includes people who are close to accepting Islam or they newly accepted Islam. So those people, if you give them some zakat, this is a permissible category, provided that they are not at war with Islam, with the Muslims. Provided that they are not disbelievers who are fighting against Muslims, then we cannot give them the category of the zakat. Okay, so we can give them zakat to, like, say there's a poor neighbor you have, and he, or you see someone on the street, homeless guy, non-Muslim, can you give them some zakat? Charity? We cannot give them the zakat. But we can give them extra charity, which is called the sadaqah. Provided that they're not harming the Muslims, no harm in that. In fact, Allah says in Surah Mumtahina, مَا يَنْهَاكُمُ اللَّهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ لَمْ يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ وَلَمْ يُخْرِجُوكُمْ مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ أَنْ تَبَرُّوهُمْ. Allah does not prevent you for those who do not fight against you and expel you from the land to be just to them, to be good to them. So being just and being good, the bir here means giving them gifts. You know, from, if you want to give extra charity, saying nice things to them, this is from being good to them. So there's no harm in that. But the zakat itself is only for Muslims.
Not sure, but if it's somebody making motivated, there's a lot of people that are on drugs.
Yes.
I mean, it's not right to assume that the person is on drugs, but you see them around and you know they're, and they ask you for money. Like, I mean, no, you can't give them zakat, but I mean, just charity in general.
Right.
Is permissible?
No. We cannot give money to somebody who's going to use it in a prohibited fashion. Like somebody, if you give him the money, he's going to buy an idol and worship the idol. We can't give him the money for that purpose. To build a church, we're not really supposed to give him something for that. And the same thing, if you know he's going to use it to drink alcohol and to do drugs, then we don't want to help people do sin. That's another verse in the Quran. Help each other to do good and righteousness, and don't help each other to do sin and transgression. So your friend comes to you, he says, I really need some money now, I'm going to buy a pack of cigarettes. I'm dying thirsty again. So we shouldn't really help him to do that. You know, even though you think it's being kindness to that person, but the true kindness is helping him to give up the habit and to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you can tell them in a nice way that, I can give you money for food, or I can buy something to eat, but I can't really help you out here. Allah forbid, inshaAllah. Good question, Zakallah Khira. The next question is related to this one, which is the what we just mentioned, the sadaqah. Should sadaqah, voluntary charity, be given exclusively to Muslims? Do you know the difference between sadaqah and zakah?
Yeah.
Zakah is the obligatory amount that we have to give every year, that we calculate from our wealth. Sadaqah is giving a gift.
Voluntary charity.
Yeah, giving a gift to somebody, giving some food to a neighbor, you make some food, that's called sadaqah. Even if you slaughter a sheep, you have some meat, on the day of Eid al-Adha, that sheep is considered sadaqah. You can give that to a non-Muslim. Some of that. You can give it to your neighbor, you can invite people to your house if you want to give dawah to, say, your neighbor, and you can give them from that sheep. There's no harm in that, because that's not considered zakah. That's considered sadaqah. So the extra charity you can give to any non-Muslim, provided he is not harming the Muslims or against Islam, and he won't use it to disobey Allah Ta'ala. Go to the next question. This is a very interesting question. Does the employee whose monthly salary does not meet their needs deserve the zakat? Okay, this employee, somebody has some employees that work for him, but the salary they have is not enough to pay their needs. Even though he's working, he's an employee. Can he be given zakat? Yes. This is one of the categories called masakin. Masakin, they're working, they have a job, they have some wealth, but they cannot meet their expenses. So they can give the zakat to that person. No, you can give the zakat to that person. There's no harm in that, because he does not have enough to pay his daily needs. Provided that he's not spending it on something extraneous or something forbidden, but spending it on the needs of his family, and he cannot make his payments on his expenses, he can give him his account. Okay, the next one, number 72. Entitling those who distribute zakat amongst its beneficiaries to share it. This is a very good question. A very, very important question. Sometimes you have people that come and they collect the zakat. Like they come to the masjids, they say, we want to collect zakat. And are those people who do that, can they take part of it as their salary?
No.
This is a very important question. And actually what the ulama they ruled on at Sheikh Ibn Baz is that those workers, if they're appointed by the state, if the state, they send people out to get zakat from the different people, different lands, they can be given their salary from these zakat money. But it has to be the ruler of the land. They cannot pay themselves from that money.
In the Islamic country,
if the ruler has, say there's a department, which is the Department of Zakat, and they go and collect it, those people who work under that department, they can be appointed a salary by the government. But say a charity organization that comes and they collect zakat, and they want to use some of that zakat for their own expenses or to pay their workers, which the ulama ruled that is not allowed to do that. That's not correct. The zakat can only be spent on those fixed categories. One of them is the zakat worker, but he has to be appointed by the state. He cannot pay himself. He said, I'm collecting zakat, I'm not paying myself. Or we're going to use this money to pay the expenses of our organization. The ulama ruled that this is not allowed.
Now, during Ramadan, they come from other cities collected to help the poor and needy.
Yes.
Then they take a portion of it. That's no good.
They can take from the sadaqah. Say
that the
zakat, they're not allowed to take from it. The ulama ruled, if they have expenses, travel expenses, paying their food, they should take that from the sadaqah. The other wealth, some people, they give them extra charity. If they say zakat, they should not take any of it for themselves.
I asked one of the guys, he says 80% goes and 20% they keep.
If the 20% he gets it from the sadaqah, and the 80% is the people who say this is zakat, he has to send all of that overseas.
The thing is, a lot of people don't know this. They okay, I gotta give $500 zakat, so I take my $500 and I give it to him, not knowing now that he's taking 20% out of that.
That wouldn't be your fault necessarily if you didn't know that, but that would be their fault, and they should be educated that when you need to pay your expenses, don't take it from zakat. Take it from somebody else. Say there's a wealthy person, he wants to help out your organization. You tell him, this is not zakat, this is sadaqah, and you can use it to pay your expenses. We need to educate the people on that issue, because there's a difference between sadaqah and zakat. Zakat can only be given in a very narrow way. Sadaqah has a lot more leeway. You can use it. Right, yes. Just like the masjid, if somebody were to give zakat to the masjid, they shouldn't use that to pay electric bill. They shouldn't use that to pay the expenses. They use the sadaqah for that, and the zakat should be given to the right channels, to the right people, inshallah. A good question. Can we have a couple more, is it okay? Okay, sure. We'll go to the next one here. Are orphans entitled to a share of zakat?
Yes.
Everybody says yes?
One of the categories?
Orphans?
Yeah.
What if the orphan's rich? Some orphans are very rich.
Some orphans are very rich, yes, but they didn't specify, they just mentioned orphan.
If the orphan is poor, then it's very much encouraged to give them zakat. Taking care of orphans in general is a good deed. In general, if any orphan, to be nice to him, to take care of him, we can give sadaqah, even if he's rich. But if we want to give him zakat, orphan has to be poor. Yeah. Because sometimes somebody's father is very, very wealthy, and he passed away, then all that money inherited to that orphan. So the one who's taking care of him, yeah. In fact, would you believe that some orphans have to pay zakat? If he inherited wealth, even if he's a child, and he inherited the money from his dad, then the caretaker, his aunt or uncle or grandfather, should take the zakat out from his mom. But normally speaking, you find that the orphans, oftentimes, they don't have anybody to take care of them. They usually, they might not have money to spend on. But if they're poor, it's good to give them from the zakat. Okay, go to the next question. Are needy workers entitled to a share of the zakat? Needy workers. This is a little bit different. Somebody, he has workers working for him, and he wants to give his zakat to his workers. Say you have a maid that works in your house, and she's also poor. So it comes time to pay zakat. Can you give that money to that maid or to that worker for you?
Isn't it similar to the other extension, the one where the employee doesn't have enough money to take care of it?
Yes. The only additional thing here is that you should not give that zakat to your worker in order to encourage him to work harder. See, sometimes the workers, they expect the zakat. So they say, my employee is going to give me zakat, and you give it to him so he works better for you. Like a bonus. That bonus should not be, the zakat, you shouldn't expect anything in return from it. Right? You know, some people, they say, if I give this my zakat to my workers, they're going to be more, work harder for me. That's not the right intention.
Government in this country made it unethical for a company to give you this.
That's very similar to that. Very similar. If you are expecting that when I give my zakat to my worker, I don't have to give him a raise. I'm going to give him a zakat. Something like that, then you're actually benefiting from that zakat. So you should not expect anything in return. And the worker should not, you shouldn't want your worker to work harder because of giving the zakat. Inshallah. Is it good? One more. Okay, now I'll reward you. Paying zakat to the needy seekers of knowledge. This is a good question. Yes, this is, the answer is very emphatically yes. It's very, very much encouraged, because they're poor. They're busy seeking knowledge, so they don't have the ability to seek to work. So the ulama, they said that it is permissible to use account for these seekers of knowledge, definitely. Because they can't, they are busy in seeking Him, and if they were to go out and work, then they would not be able to do their studies. So they fall under the category of poor person. And since we don't force them to work because the seeking the knowledge is made them busy, and so they're not able to support themselves, so we can give zakat to them, inshallah, during the night.
So this fall in the same category is someone who's writing books on Islam, they can get zakat.
Like a person devoted to knowledge, and he's poor, and but he's busy doing Islamic studies or studying Islamic knowledge. It would be similar to that. Yeah, it would be somebody who, if you could say the teachers, I think there's another question that said the teachers in a Quranic school, and the teachers, they're not getting paid enough, so that they can also be given the zakat, inshallah ta'ala. Give them the right time. I'd like to say from all of you, inshallah, the welcome to the faith. I mean, tomorrow or another day we'll finish up.